Okay, let's do another one on Romanella, R-O-M-A-N-E-L-L-A, Albert. Last name is A-L-B-E-R-T. He was seen on the 15th day after Valentine's Day. He was born 10-1-51. 9 o'clock in the morning. Albert is a 73-year-old gentleman, currently in hospice with congestive heart failure, period. He was seen Saturday morning at 9 o'clock on the 15th of February for face-to-face evaluation, period. In the paragraph, first thing I notice is how much more short of breath he is. His O2 sat's actually about 88. He has O2 available but has refused using it at this time, period. Had a long discussion with Gary, his caretaker, who tells me that he's staying in bed now. 16 to 18 hours a day. He's lost a tremendous amount of weight. Okay. He belongs to New York Heart Association Class 4. Because of shortness of breath at all times, despite his weight loss and protein, calorie, malnutrition, and muscle wasting, he does have what looks like lower extremity trace edema, period. He has orthopnea, PND. He has a KPS score of 40% and appears confused and requires redirection, period. He's bowel and bladder incontinent, for sure, and ADL-dependent, period. He appears quite debilitated because of his end-stage heart failure. He also is blind in one eye, who makes his activity and movement a lot harder, period. Given the natural progression of his congestive heart failure and issues with weight loss, tachycardia, increased shortness of breath, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Go back up there, put down his heart rate today was 113. His O2 sat was 88% on room air. Once again, refusing O2. Blood pressure was 110 over 70. Thank you. This is an Albert Romanella, R-O-M-A-N-E-L-L-A, 10-10-51, and dated for 2-15, of course.